Hi, and welcome to JCB Radio. I'm your host, Cody Powers. With me this week, as always,
is Brennan Thomas Britt
and Josh Sawyer.
So, we're going to get it started off this week. We are now on iTunes. Search us JCB Radio. Please, please, please give us 5 stars. It helps us out, moves us up the charts, and all that good stuff.
We even have an email address.
Yes, we do. JCBRadio@gmail.com. We will also be on Xbox Music soon. I've sent it to certification, but when you send something to certification on Zune Market, they literally just say, thanks, we'll check that out.
And they never do.
There's no email communication from them at all. There's no anything. But we'll get started off this week. I've been in Baltimore the last couple days.
I did not know about this.
Yeah, so I said it last week. I was going to be gone. That's why we didn't record the show Sunday.
Continue.
You were just too busy. Like, anything other than Halo this week, you've not tuned in.
Hey, what'd you say about Halo there?
Right. So I've been out this week. So I know. I guess we'll start with what we're playing. I'll start off. I really have only been playing my Vita the last couple days because it's all I've had. Been playing Need for Speed Most Wanted and Assassin's Creed Liberation, which I'll get to in a little bit. As far as the JCB Radio official review. Now, you guys obviously, there's only been one thing that you guys have been playing since Tuesday. But prior to Tuesday, I guess, since we last recorded, what have you guys been playing?
Borderlands 2.
Yes. I went out and got Borderlands just because I enjoyed Borderlands 2 so much.
That and your N64 was defective.
Yeah. Yeah, that too.
Defective N64. Borderlands 2, it's a good game, but now that Halo's come out, it's like I've almost forgotten about it instantaneously. It's a good game, and you're missing out.
And that's disappointing. I still need to finish it. I'm level, I think, 30. I need to go back to it. I got to one of those parts where I kept getting killed over and over, and it was like a really long walk back to the car to get away from where I'm at.
Oh, yeah.
So I just turned it off.
At what level did you use your golden key to open the case in Sanctuary?
I don't even have the golden key.
You didn't get one?
I didn't pre-order.
I didn't either.
Then how did you get one?
I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Oh, maybe it's something you find. So, Josh, other than that, just Halo mostly?
Yes. So all day, all night.
So we tried to record the show on Tuesday, and it was met with, but that's Halo day from both of my co-hosts here.
I took off work just to specifically sit at home and play Halo all night and all day.
So yep. What's your initial impressions? Tell me about this Halos, because I've not gotten it yet. Hopefully, I will get it this week. I'm hopefully waiting on my Xbox retail copy to come in. And then we'll go from there as soon as I get it in. But what am I missing? What makes me want to play this aside from the hours that I've played of Reach and decided I haven't touched Reach since probably 2 months after it came out?
Do you like Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Well, Call of Duty and Halo had a baby.
So I mean, have you got touched single player at all?
Yes.
It's
phenomenal. It's amazing. The graphics are so clean, so cut. I mean, it's an epic story. I mean, it's phenomenal. I mean,
it just blows you away, man. It makes you feel like a little kid playing that game.
It puts the fun back in Halo.
Yeah. And I heard a lot of people complaining about the sound of gunshots in the game, but I realized that all the sounds are a little bit different because it's actually, if you notice in the corners, you can see the corners of your helmet, and they've taken into account this time that, you know, everything's muffled a bit because of the helmet.
I guess you never really thought about that. Like, if you're just shooting a rocket, it shouldn't sound like you don't, you know.
Like a puff of air?
Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah.
So single player, have you guys been playing co-op or just mostly?
I played a little bit of co-op. I played single player a little bit. I tried it on Legendary. It's not epically impossible to beat.
Reach was pretty tough in some areas.
I beat Reach on Legendary solo in about a week after it came out. But it took me every day like 2 hours for one level. This one, I managed to get through the first level with a couple of the skulls on, and I got through it in about 45 minutes. So, I mean, it wasn't as bad, and it isn't noobified, so, I mean, you don't have to worry about people being able to spray and pray and destroy you.
Because, I mean, that was one of the things with, like, I guess the problem I've had with Halo is like when going after Halo, I guess 2, I guess I would say maybe even Halo 3. Halo 3 had a little bit, because Halo 2 online, like if you could just, you know, two piece somebody, like, you know, plasma pistol switch to the battle rifle, like you could just destroy people.
Yeah, the kill times are really quick on this new Halo.
That's what I was gonna ask. Did they fix a lot of the? I mean, because it's not Bungie doing it. It's 343. So I didn't know if that actually made a giant difference.
I think it gave it a little different feel, don't you?
Yeah. The scoring system has changed
to be like Call of Duty.
Completely different. You earn points for kills and points for what you do, points for all of your badges and Spartan credits for that.
Spartan credits, I guess, are buy guns, buy different colors.
That's the
part that kind of goes along with Call of Duty. You make your own loadouts, and you can buy skins for your guns, upgrades for your guns, upgrades for your character, as well as extra armor and things like that. So you can make your character an original.
I can have a sprint thruster pack, which enables me to like basically sprint at double the speed, like forward, left, or right to like dodge grenades or like dodge bullets or like close in and like melee somebody and take them out. So you have that and sprint together, and you're like quick. And then you can also have on top of that like something like dexterity, where you can reload and swap weapons like at double the speed.
But is there a trade-off? Like if the one you were talking about, the power, I guess the speed, the like agility boost. Is there anything that, you know, can kind of counteract that from the other side, or is everybody just going to be sprinting around like crazy?
Because you can't do that ability as often as the sprint.
Oh, okay.
So I just
didn't know if it was going to be like Unreal Tournament and everybody's just dashing around.
Yeah, it's not that fast. The movement doesn't seem that fast, but so from what I've seen, it's almost whoever sees the other guy first wins the fight.
Oh, okay.
Which is something I don't like a whole lot about it. Well, but I mean, I've still been playing.
It's a new game.
That may be what it is.
Yeah, the system is a little bit different. So I mean, it's not so much like the aiming system's a little different. It's a little more crisp and clean. So you have to have
the bullets go exactly where you hit them.
Yeah, you have to have your stuff all in a row. You have to be on point.
Now the thing that I thought was cool about Halo, I guess, is the only thing I know I was on blackout mode pretty much, but I did see the Spartan Ops.
Yes, the Spartan Ops
content looked really cool.
It's essentially a story inside of the story. At the end of Halo 3, you see Master Chief go into Forward Unto Dawn, which is the ship that he traveled there in. Well, while they were trying to leave the planet, the ship gets split in half, and he goes into cryogenesis and is pretty much stuck there for 4 years. Well, this story picks up there. Well, now you need a new ship. So the ship is called the Infinity. Well, on the Infinity, they have a story, which is the Spartan Ops, going along in the inside of the ship while you are out doing what you're doing. And this they have a story that comes out each week. Right now, they have the first week out. So you can go ahead and get started on that.
Because it's a season, isn't it?
Yes.
It's amazing.
Is it an actual... Are they putting any effort into it, like cutscene-wise?
Even before you start, you have a scene where it shows you exactly what's building up to it, all the characters are in, each one of them have their own personalities and everything.
Yeah, because, I mean, that looked really cool.
It's like a real show,
can't wait to get it in. Like I said, I've been on blackout, and I wanted to get it, but I didn't get back in time to town till late Sunday night, early Monday morning. Then I worked Monday, and then I'm on vacation, so I may sneak up and pick it up. Maybe. Yeah.
It actually makes you respect the Halo story, you know, the campaign.
Yeah, because traditionally, how many Halo games have you? You've played every. You're probably the best Halo player I know. How many campaign? How many times have you actually beat the single player of Halo? Any of them?
We beat it the first one, maybe?
Not once have I sat down and completed the campaign of any Halo. I load up my Halo game and I go right into multiplayer, and that is all I do. At some point, I'll end up playing a co-op mission with somebody, you know, And then another point, I'll end up playing a co-op mission with somebody.
So that's how you get your stories.
Yeah,
just
and then
from
at some point in time, I realize it says that you've defeated the game on Legendary. I'm like, there we go. And I have not known any of the story the whole time.
You have no idea what's going on.
Just no idea. I just know that I have really cool guns. It's just a lot more versatile, and there's a lot more going on with this one.
The thing I liked about Reach, I can't think of the name of the mode, but it was kind of like an objective mode, like you know, it was like one team was it was like offense defense style, but you had to unlock checkpoints and stuff like that. I can't think of the name of it to save my life in Reach, but I mean, is there more mode? I mean, how are the modes? I guess is it just standard deathmatch? I know you talked about the zombies mode last week. Have you guys played that? I would assume.
I've seen video of it, but I haven't actually checked it.
Has Thomas hit you with a spreadsheet yet?
Yeah, he hit us with a spreadsheet. We made him to re-hit us with it and see if it's actually right. Because you can make your character so different than anyone else's that
I
want to take that into account. Really.
I was looking at the cool armor. The armor did look cool. I was going to pre-order from work, but it's too late now. But the Best Buy pre-order armor looked pretty sweet, the blue and yellow. So if you can customize it like that, I'm sure
you can
make your own.
Customize your armor like so many different ways. And they even have an extended, after your first 50 levels, you unlock your armor and your emblems and everything else. Kind of like Call of Duty. And once you get so far, then you run out of things to unlock. Well, now they have a specializations that you unlock, which are separate types of armors that are geared towards a specialized
kind of look or thing.
Master Chief. Mm. Well, you would have one that is specialized towards sniping, one that's specialized towards...
So you can customize it towards your playstyle, really, if you just run around with a sniper rifle or
then
whatever.
You could customize your character to be more like a sniper. The abilities for that character, you gain them through 10 extra levels on those, and those abilities will help you gear your character towards that ability.
I know you guys, that's all you guys have been playing. I guess, you know, the multiplayer, have you hit server issues? Like, there was, have the servers crashed? Have you had
at the very beginning, like the very first night, right when it came out, it was, for about 2 hours we played and it was perfectly fine. It was amazing. And then after that, every now and then we would drop
people
games.
People started logging on.
Yeah.
See, the thing is that I was thinking about, you know, like usually we'll get games at midnight or whatever, and then like the New York people get it before, but none of those people have power. So we were literally probably the first, the Central Time Zone was probably the first, I guess, big impact on their servers. So I figured, you know, Microsoft and them would have, they'd be
really
on top of it.
It wasn't really as bad as I thought it was going to be. Because, I mean, it was only maybe like a, you know, 1 minute lapse in between where we could join and come back into a game. So, I mean, we didn't miss out much time being able to play. Like, that first night, I mean, it was pretty much a constant playing all the way till the morning.
But there was some point where if you didn't restart your Xbox, it would never start loading the level.
It wouldn't allow you to join in.
If you would restart your Xbox, then it would just keep working until...
Until you had to restart your Xbox again?
Yeah, which would be like 2 hours later maybe or something.
Yeah. So you guys will probably... One of you will probably have a review of that next week, right? When you beat the single player?
Oh, yeah, I'll beat it.
He'll beat it.
Yes. Josh will have a review. Now, it's something I forgot to mention last week, too, our gamer tags online. If you usually can find us online, we're always on there. My Xbox tag is Health Pack, Health Space Pack, no funny letters, none of that crap. And then...
Mine is Judicial Josh.
And mine used to be just Donut, D-O-N-U-T, but now it is D-O-N-U-T space D-N-T, because I was hacked, and the police are still... looking for fingerprints and such.
They've been looking for like a year, so I think you've lost that battle.
Nope. I'm gonna have it back.
just keep crossing your fingers.
Yeah.
Well, some other game news did come out this week. Obviously Halo is the big one. I mean, millions and millions of copies sold, I'm sure, by this point.
Yeah, they haven't even released any other games this
NASCAR the game came out this week, I believe.
I've actually went out and purchased my copy of NASCAR. I'm just playing.
I thought about it. I was, you know, like, I could just imagine, like, there's, like, the one kid there. I'm here for NASCAR, you know, at midnight.
And they're like, sorry, kid.
Yeah, like, there used to be, I think it was when I was working at GameStop, some big game came out. Maybe it was Crackdown or something. Like, we were all there early to get it, and there was another game, like, some just garbage game that came out that day. that day, like that Monday for some reason, and some guy was like, we were all standing in line. He's like, yeah, can I get a copy of Bass Pro Hunter? And we're all like, what? Yeah, like some dude just in the middle of Columbia, Tennessee, just decided he was going to come get Bass Pro Hunter in midnight. Yeah. GTA 5 got a release window, spring 2013. I could not give two craps less about Grand Theft Auto 5.
I have not played any of the Grand Theft Autos since the PlayStation 2 Grand Theft Auto, but
four was good. Four was okay. It's one of those games. I have this with any Rockstar game really. Like even Bully, GTA, like any of them. The only Rockstar game I've ever actually beat was Red Dead, because I get to a certain point, you know, you'll get 70% of the way through, and it's like, you'll have this drive across the entire map to get to this mission, and I'm just like, I'm so tired of driving beat-up cars across this map. Like, if they would just put fast travel in one of their games, like, I would actually probably be able to finish it. Because I remember at the end of Grand Theft Auto 4, there was one mission you had to do, and it was a really long mission, and I just threw my hands in there and said, you know what, Nico, your story is not that compelling. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm not walking. I'm not going that far.
I'm not doing that. No. So, I mean, you know, that one's going to be, I mean, you got to think about it. Is this the last giant leap for the consoles? I mean, you got BioShock, GTA, you know, there's tons of games coming out that first quarter. But, I mean, next year this time, we'll have new Xboxes.
Essentially. Surely.
Surely we'll have a new Xbox or a new PS3.
They have to. This has to be the end.
Has to be. But if you think about it, like, going back a couple years ago, like, as our Xbox ones were still playing Halo 2 because there was really nothing else to play at the end of that. You know, we didn't have these great swan song games like BioShock, like, you know, tons of, I can't, other than BioShock, I know there's more, Grand Theft Auto. There's a bunch more games coming out, I just can't think of any off the top of my head.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, how many people are still going to be, you know, I mean, you would imagine that they could have pushed GTA 5 to November and, I mean, if either one of the systems launched with a GTA, like,
oh, yeah,
like that would be ridiculous. I mean, you would figure 6 months. I mean, what's 6 months? You could have held out and then released it on new hardware. But I'm sure there's expenses that are just hellacious in those new. I'm sure they have seen that it's just ridiculous. But all Rockstar really needs to do is just make another Red Dead Redemption.
That was a phenomenal game.
That's all they need to do.
That was even fun just to watch.
My wife, actually, at the time, she was getting her tonsils out, so she couldn't do anything but really just, like, lay in bed and, you know, and
so you let her watch you play video
play
game.
Red Dead Redemption.
There you go.
She was playing The Sims 3 on the computer, so it's okay.
Okay.
I wasn't just being a TV hog. But yeah, Red Dead Redemption, it's just great. And it's got a bunch of the elements that, it kind of reminds me a little bit of another game I've been playing this week, too. Some of the elements of it. But also, Forza Horizon, we were talking about Smart Glass last week. Forza Horizon got an update. It's the first game to actually use Smart Glass. And since none of us have Forza Horizon, I actually looked it up to see what it does before so we couldn't try it out.
Okay, good.
I do have Forza Horizon coming. I ordered it from the Xbox Retail Zone.
Awesome.
So I do have Forza Horizon coming, so we'll get to play that probably next week. But basically, it looks like a track map. Like, you can actually see where you're at. You can, you know, just other options, but it's the first game to use it, so it's actually kind of neat having, you know, being able to pull out your Windows phone, your iPhone. It's actually on iPhone. Smart Glass launched on iOS today.
Yes.
And it's also out on Android. So, I mean, there's tons of different options that are going to be able for Smart Glass.
I also believe that I saw where you could view your vehicles on the Smart Glass technology. So, I mean, you can pull up the vehicle on there and then view it, spin it around, open up the hood and everything on the Smart Glass, on the tablet without having...
Kind of like using the Kinect on Forza 4.
Yes, I just kind of wish if Forza Horizon had Jeremy Clarkson, I would be really happy about it.
If everything had Jeremy Clarkson,
if Jeremy Clarkson was just the narrator for everything, it would be perfect.
Everything would be better.
And if you don't know who Jeremy Clarkson is, just Google Top Gear. Just look it up on YouTube. It is probably the best show.
I feel sorry for you if you don't know who Jeremy Clarkson is.
Yes.
You are missing out.
Missing out badly. The only thing, you know, we'll get to TV in a second. I'm gonna put a pin in the Top Gear thing. I'm coming back to it.
All right.
So remember that. Don't let me forget.
All right.
Swapping to a completely different subject of something that we loved and is great.
Beethoven's Ninth Symphony.
Or Assassin's Creed Vita. Assassin's Creed Liberation.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about that.
I got Assassin's Creed Liberation Tuesday. I held off to play it until Friday when I flew out. No giant desire to play it, really. I just, I, this was supposed to be one of the heavy hitters for Vita this holiday. I mean, essentially, you've got three games for Vita this holiday that are going to be just gangbusters. This, Call of Duty, and PlayStation All-Stars. And this game, I just kind of... I'm not the world's greatest Assassin's Creed fan, and like we talked about last week, it's in America, so that kind of interests me, I guess.
Yeah.
But honestly, if you did not know, if they didn't honestly tell you that this is New Orleans, and obviously it's in the 1800s, but you're just in a small town.
There's no way to tell.
There's no way to be like, this is New Orleans, this is the bayou, this is where I'm at. Like, it's like swamp level, city level. Like, there's no... You know,
they left out that detail.
It was probably a rush job. I mean, it's. I don't feel like Ubisoft put their A team on it. I'm sure it was the B team of, you know, something.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's not technically. It's not bad. It's just got issues. It's got, like, for instance, there's a couple missions where the game pops up tutorials on the side telling you what to do. And one of my missions was you've got to get two belts from guards. So you walk up, and the game actually tells you to pickpocket, walk up behind somebody, and touch, use the back touchpad to steal.
Yeah.
I must have tried it for about 15 minutes. I said, okay, there's got to be, my game's glitched out, because it had done it to me before on a couple missions. So I turned my Vita off, turn it back on, reload the thing, do the exact same thing. I tried it 3 or 4 times. And finally, out of frustration, I just said, fuck it, I'm just going to kill this guy. Stabbed him, and then it's like... Press circle to loot. And I was like,
what?
Why? The game never told me, hey, it's okay to kill these people. You know, it's okay for you to do this. That's how you're supposed to complete your missions, to kill these people.
So, details are definitely left out.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a lot of stupid stuff, too. Like, I know Vita, you know, it's cool. Hey, we got a touch screen. We got a camera. To open these letters that you get from one of the characters, you literally have to pinch the top... The top front screen, and you pinch the top of the back screen and go sideways like you would open a letter, right?
Uh-huh.
Once you get the letter open, you have to hold the camera to a light source, and it shines through kind of like you're seeing like a secret message, I guess.
So you can't really play this at night.
It's a pain in the ass to play on an airplane. I look like a giant tool having to get my cell phone out, use the flashlight app, and hold it to my Vita to get it to see. But luckily, you only have to do that stupid part 3 times. But the last time, I was actually in my hotel room, so I just kind of walked up to the bathroom mirror and was holding it up. Like, hey, there's the light I need, thank you.
Very happy that no one can see you.
Right, yeah. I'm glad I didn't have a roommate, or they'd think I was psycho, and they're yelling at my Vita and twisting and turning. but, I mean, honestly, like, I we'll have a full review once I write it up, but it's not good. I mean, for an Assassin's Creed game, like, if you just wanted something, like, if you are in desperate need of something to play on your Vita, there's better options at this point. Need for Speed Most Wanted, I played this week, too, and I'll get to it in a second, but there's better options. And frankly, you know, we deserve a better game than this on the Vita. Like, the Vita has so much potential to get these great experiences, to get something that's, you know, you have Assassin's Creed 3, which I've played about a couple hours of, that's actually turning out looking halfway decent. To have something that's just broken, just kind of, you know, it's just kind of, it is what it is. It's not a great game. There's no story that interconnects to anything. Basically,
it's
your
classic handheld game.
Yeah, there's no story. I mean, the story is really terrible. Like, you don't connect to the main character at all. There's no Avalyn's the main character, and I have never, like, at the end of the game, there's a big, you know, big scene where something happens to this character that's supposed to be important. It's this big dramatic scene, and I could give two craps less. Like, I did not care about Avalyn. I didn't care about the story. The only thing that was cool was, like, I think it's like the last mission before you get to meet up with Connor, the main character in Assassin's Creed 3, and do a mission. But literally, he's only there like...
So you're just happy to see that character.
Yeah, I was happy to see an actual character that I know I'm going to actually probably have some sort of good story around.
That's a pretty bad sign for the game you were playing.
Yeah, when I'm like,
more
hey,
excited about a guest character.
When
then.
I go home, I'll get to play the real game, and it's probably not going to be this bad. I played Need for Speed Most Wanted on the Vita, and it is very, very good. It's probably one of the best racing games I've played on a handheld. I'm not a huge racing game fan. It reminds me a lot of Burnout Paradise, where you can kind of go anywhere, do everything, and I'm not a big fan of that at all.
Same.
But this game, it just plays really well. Like, the racing is really fluid. Like, there's not you know, you're not just crashing for anything. And the only problem I've always had with Need for Speed games was there's one car at the end of the game. When you play online, there's one car that everybody's using. There's one car. There's no classes. There's no this. Everybody's using a Dodge Viper. Everybody's using what have you, you know?
Yeah.
In this game, it seems to be a lot different that people can actually, you know, there's, I don't feel like the cars are, like,
there's
gauged.
One overpowered car?
Yeah, there's, I don't feel like there's just one overpowering car.
That's good.
So, I mean, it's good. I'll probably have a review for it next week, too, on the site. But also next week, we've been leading up to this, like we talked about last week, games just running for their lives from these, from the 6th and the 13th? Yes, the 13th, 7 days, so yeah, 13. Call of Duty comes out next week. Mm-hmm. We just looked at the care, Brandon was talking about how he'd pre-ordered his copy, and then I think Josh has talked him into the care package copy.
Maybe so.
Comes with a helicopter, some other stuff, but it's $180.
Oh, never mind. I have not talked into that.
Like, you left that detail out when you were getting him all excited about it. But no, Call of Duty's next week. It's going to be 3D enabled. I know you're excited about that because you're the only person, you're one of the only five people that have a 3D enabled TV because they're so damn expensive.
I got one, man. Got it for a pretty good deal. And I'll be sitting there with my glasses on playing it in 3D.
How many pairs of glasses do you have?
It only came with two, but all you gotta do is go to the movie theater.
Did you steal two movie theater glasses?
No, I'm not saying that I stole anything, but...
You forgot to return them into the dump bin?
Something like that could have happened, and I could have been around, and I just happen to have extra glasses now.
Well, I mean, it works. I didn't know, you know, if it was like... You know, back in the day, you got those little crappy 3D, like the little plastic
the
glasses,
little red,
the red and blue, if they would actually work.
Yeah.
But you know, we talked about Call of Duty. I know you guys are. I'm not excited about Call of Duty. I'll probably get it just because it's Call of Duty and everybody's gonna have it. Most people on my friends list are gonna have it. But I don't know. I mean, the way you guys are talking about Halo, do you honestly think that this is the first, I guess, real competition of a game that Call of Duty has had? Because I mean, the last game, if you think about it, was Reach against.
Yeah.
I mean, the last, I guess, top tier shooter. Other than Battlefield, because Battlefield was competed with it last year, but they can actually stand a chance to where people won't just run to Call of Duty.
I think so.
I believe that was the problem in the first place. Like, everybody had... Or you played Halo for so long, and then Call of Duty came out and with their Modern Warfare, and then after that, they just put game after game after game, and I mean, they were all consistent, they were all great. I mean, and this next one, we have no reason to think any less of it. I mean, it's going to be a phenomenal game. It's just, you know, these two powerhouses are going to have to go at it, and, you know,
and
to the victor go the
as
spoils.
As we saw how many people are already, you know, playing Halo 4, like, all hours of the
today,
night.
Today, we're recording on Wednesday.
People online.
And Brandon, you got online about, what, 10 o'clock this morning? 10 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, Central Time, and there was over 250,000 people playing one game.
No, that was all together.
That was all
there
together.
There was 150,000 in one game time.
On a Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and in second place, there's like another like 95,000 in another game time.
And I mean, it's just, to me, like, I'm thinking it's going to be good for everybody. But I mean, do you think this year, game-wise, I mean, because we're almost at the end of it, we have maybe three or four more games that we're looking at. Like, you've got, after Call of Duty, you've got PlayStation All-Stars the next week. The week after that, I mean, is nothing. And then I think the first week of December is Far Cry 3. And that's it. That's it for the rest of the year. I guess comparing this year to last year seemed like there was a lot more that we had to have last year. Because I was looking back at it, like, last year at this time, I was playing Batman Arkham City, Skyrim, you know, then you had, your Call of Duties, your, you know, all your big games, you know, Gears. Like, there was just game, and this year seems, I guess, I don't know if I'm just let down, I guess, because a lot of games got pushed to next year, or if I'm just kind of being a pessimist about it. Like, I don't know. I guess, I mean...
Maybe you're being a pessimist, or we can hope. You haven't really played many of the last Halos a whole lot.
No, I mean, I beat Reach. I played on there maybe less than 3 months, I'd say. Probably less than that. And then just moved on to something else.
I can tell you, over the years, I've become less of a Halo fan.
Yes, and I think it's because there wasn't these incremental improvements. Like, there wasn't a... And maybe this is it. Maybe my giant leap forward is this. Maybe this is what I needed to jump me back into Halo, because Halo 3 was great. I loved Halo 3, but after, I mean, it was more Halo 2, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, and then after Halo 2, you know, of course ODST, but ODST was cool because of Firefight, so I'll give ODST, I won't flack ODST as much because they tried something different.
Right.
But it was still Halo 3 multiplayer. Like, it was still the same thing.
Yeah.
Reach tried a lot of different stuff with the, you know, the abilities and different stuff you could do.
They failed at it.
Yeah, horribly. Like. I mean, how many, it was just problems with that game.
This time I think they've, I'm really excited.
I think I'm going to get it Friday probably and check it out and see. Just depends on when my copy comes in.
I think being like having played a lot of Halo recently and gotten like back in the zone, switching to the new one, I've been pressing wrong buttons and everything because.
So your practicing trick, your gearing up trick
did not work.
I told you it wasn't gonna work.
It did not work because this new Halo is so different that I'm pressing wrong buttons and stuff. Mm. Like, you know, if you chose Sprint as part of your loadout on Halo Reach, then you just had Sprint, and you know there was no other ability. But now you always have Sprint, so when you have another ability, you forget to use it. If you've been playing a lot, especially, so that's one thing that can throw you off is that it can just do so much more. There's more to learn.
Yeah, and also, Josh, I know you'll probably be excited about this. Skyrim, December 4th, new DLC. I can't play the new DLC.
Why is that?
Because I, like an average consumer at the time, picked up the PS3 version, right? And the reason I picked up the PS3 version is just because, you know, I found a used copy. It was cheaper than the new copy on 360. I was like, you know what? Assuming it's going to be the same game, you know?
Right.
So I get, and you know, I before looking into everybody having the issues with Skyrim, before all the problems of it just not running on PS3, I never encountered that. I got about 17 to 18 hours into the game, you know, and then they talked about the new DLC. It was, what was the first DLC? The vampire one. I can't think of the name.
I don't remember the name.
Dawnstar?
Dawnguard. Yeah, and you know, I was like, oh, cool, this will be neat. It's not coming on PS3. Oh.
Oh, great.
Okay. Well, you know,
moving on.
And then Bethesda says, okay, they send out a press release. Hey, you know, PS3 version, we're having issues with it. We had so many issues with the game. The game barely runs. And the problem is on the PS3 version, you know how, like, if you open a door in Skyrim, that door's going to stay open the entire game?
Yeah.
On the 360, there's enough RAM to allocate all these things. On the PS3, there's not. So, like, eventually, if you open enough doors and drop enough plates, the game runs out of RAM and just will not run.
Could you not save and restart?
Because the save loads all of your stuff. So, like, that's the issue with it, yeah. I never encountered that because I just don't go around dropping plates and moving crap around. Like, I never encountered it, but... And then, you know, like I said, I was excited. Okay, Dawnguard's coming. That's going to be neat. Looks, you know, cool. Not getting it. Okay, well, maybe, surely to God, they'll have it fixed by the next time they put out DLC. And we'll just get it late. I'll just get it late. I don't want to invest another 18 hours into the Xbox version. I just don't. As much as I love Skyrim, I don't want to invest 18 hours into the Xbox version.
Right.
Oh, cool, Hearthfire. You get to build your little house. Surely to God, they can make a little house and put it on the PS3. Nope. So, I look and...
You feel a little let down.
A little bit is not the right answer for that. And Skyrim, you know, the new Skyrim DLC looks cool, but I'm not going to get it, so I'm just going to let you talk about it.
Dude, it looks phenomenal. You get to finally ride a dragon. Like, the one thing you wanted to do at the very beginning is, oh, I want to control this dragon, I want to ride on him. Well, you finally get to.
I wonder if it's going
to
drive as good as the horses do in that game.
Well, you know, you're flying through the sky, so you don't have to worry about getting stuck on anything.
Don't have to worry about turning.
Yeah, no turning, you know, you just fly.
No small hills to get stuck on.
Essentially, on this downloadable content, the original Dragonborn character comes back, and you have to battle him, I guess, for the rights to be the one and only Dragonborn.
The Thunderdome.
You get to ride on a dragon. You get more armor. You get a bunch of extra things. So there are different killer moves and things like that, execution moves, stuff like that. I think it'll be awesome. I mean, it'll be another good 20 hours put into the game, probably.
You'll have to be the one that reviews that one, too, because I'm not going to be able to play it. That's what I get for...
I'm not going to get it.
Look, if you
stuck with Xbox.
No, I understand that, but think about it. If you buy Call of Duty on PS3 and Xbox, essentially, you're going to get the same crap.
Oh,
it's going to be the same thing.
That's what you would expect.
I've bought Skyrim,
Bethesda's been let down with how good Bethesda normally is.
Like it doesn't make any sense. Like, why even release the game on PS3 if you can't make it run 7-8 years into a console cycle? Like, what in the hell are you doing?
It's like, how can they develop such great games?
Like,
and
New
not
Vegas,
do that
okay,
right?
Doesn't make sense. Like, New Vegas runs fine. Fallout runs fine. Oblivion runs fine. Skyrim, they're just like, fuck it, we're just gonna completely fuck this up for everybody.
Someone dropped the ball on that one.
Bad.
That guy should be fired. That one guy. That
and I'm
didn't
sure
didn't learn fired. How to close doors.
Yeah, like, I mean, literally, if the answer was, if I could get the DLC and just run around and close all my doors real quick, I would run around and close all my doors. Like, I wouldn't have a problem going back to my towns and just making sure everything was shut and turned off and put back in the spot where it was supposed to be.
Oh my god. Imagining you have to do that.
I'm sure that would probably be one of their answers, because they don't seem to give a crap about the people that bought this game on PS3. I mean, not that I have it anymore anyway, because I just, out of pure frustration, traded it in, but...
Yeah.
To a lighter subject. I guess not lighter. We're going to movies now. The movie part of the program. I got some bad news at the beginning of this week. Ghostbusters 3, which was supposed to go in production, they were supposed to start filming in January.
Which no one else knew about.
They talked about it a little bit. Was delayed again till the fall. I've been waiting on this movie since I was 10 years old. I'm now 26. That is 16 years for waiting on Ghostbusters 3.
It's coming.
Ghostbusters 1 is my favorite movie of all time. My wife, it drives her crazy every Halloween because I have to watch Ghostbusters. It's just my favorite movie of all time. And, you know, if Bill Murray would quit being such a jerk and actually just come back to this movie instead of making crappy artsy films, and we can get this damn movie off the way. I don't care. Oh, he was good in The Life Aquatic with Steve, whatever the hell.
Yeah,
I don't,
right.
I don't care. No, no. Bill Murray is his best.
Murray sucks ass right now.
Murray.
I'm just going to say that. I'm putting it on the table. It's on the table.
Don't hit it too hard. I'm afraid it'll break the computer.
Okay.
Think about it. Like, so you have time to go make Garfield, but you don't have time for Ghostbusters. Really?
How does that happen?
Right. I have a Ghostbusters key. I'm a Ghostbusters super fan. On my keychain, there's a Ghostbusters logo on my keychain. Like, I'm 5 years old, and I don't care to admit it. Like, this bothers the shit out of me. Like, like, you have Dan Aykroyd. Like, you have a bunch of people saying, we want this to happen. We want this to happen. Sigourney Weaver. Everybody wants this to happen. And Bill Murray's just like, meh. I'm going to go make terrible movies for the next 30 years that nobody's going to remember.
I agree. I'm glad someone else agrees that Bill Murray has dropped
terrible.
The ball lately.
He's not good. And maybe that's why he doesn't want to do the movie. Because
he was funny in Zombieland
until he got shot.
Right. Yeah. So he's good in 30-second doses. and Bill Murray, I know you're listening to the radio show. I know you're listening to this right now.
Yeah, hey, Bill.
Quit being such a dick and go make and help make Ghostbusters 3. I've been waiting 16 years.
He's been waiting 16 years,
and I'm sure...
That's almost 2 decades.
If you think about it, I was 10 when I saw it. I haven't been waiting since 1988, so when the second one came out. Like, I was 2. Like, this is just a period of when I saw these movies
the
first
recent.
Time. Yeah, this is fairly recent. going to something that actually does make me kind of happy, Disney bought LucasArts. So, basically, Disney now owns Marvel,
Wait.
ESPN...
Go on, sir.
...and LucasArts. Star Wars.
I know. I am just as angry, even though I don't give a crap about Star Wars. But how dare them make another? How dare do this?
To be honest, you can't make everybody happy. When
I don't even care about Star Wars, and I'm unhappy about it.
When George Lucas re-released the original three,
yeah, Han shot first, by the way.
He changed minor things in the movie, and people freaked out.
Those characters needed to blink.
I Yeah, like
not even
a minor thing. Was
you were changing.
Ewoks. He changed Ewoks to make them blink.
Thank
to be honest, like a normal person.
I don't think I ever noticed that they didn't before. You
exactly.
Know, when I watched them on
VHS. Any normal person watching this movie would be okay, but you have these
I was okay
people
with that.
That are so overly obsessed with this fantasy world that they, you know, would send death threats to George Lucas to make the Ewoks not blink. And he decided right then, he said, I will never ever make a Star Wars movie again.
He should have stopped then, because you know he destroyed that franchise.
So are you with me that it's horrible that more are coming?
No,
because
well,
it needs to be done.
No, here's my
point. Are you saying it's Rocky 6?
No. Well, Rocky 6 was good. The
We needed Rocky 6 because Rocky 5 was so bad.
Oh, God, yeah, right. But see,
we needed redemption.
The thing is going off what Josh said, George Lucas has done a lot of great things. Like, Star Wars, I mean, for everybody's complaints and faults with it, is a multi-billion dollar franchise. The guy has made, you know, he impacted sci-fi in a thousand different ways, changed a lot of stuff, made everything, you know, he's done a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, my only concern with him making more movies was that we'd get another Jar Jar Binks. Was we get another episode 1, episode 2, and then episode 3. Which episode 3, I say, was tolerable. But the first one was atrocious. If you were under the age of 8 years old, that movie was not for you. It was Jar Jar Binks. Let's... Comedy! Yay! R2-D2 and Jar Jar! Friends!
God.
Yay! No.
Yeah.
No. And this one, though, looks like it's going to do the... It's going to, you know, take place... Like, they, you know, they've talked to Mark Hamill. They've talked to Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher. You know, and it looks like this one's going to be the rumors that I've seen online is they're going to base it off the
end of
the
trilogy.
Well, it's not the hot trilogy. There's a trilogy of books that basically describe what happens after episode 6. You know, you have an older Leia and Han, you have an older, you know, Luke, and basically Luke, they have children. There's all this different stuff going on, but basically there's one last Sith Lord. There's all this stuff going on. And I think it would be cool if they approached it from, you know, Luke's getting old, like Luke's older, like they're all older, you know, but like Luke's trained an Order of Jedi, like something bad has happened and he has to come back and fix it or something.
Yeah.
Like this could be good, or it could be a terrible thing
that they're just trying to make money.
I do have faith in Disney and Disney because before Marvel got bought by Disney, they produce such stellar films as Daredevil, as The Punisher.
Yeah.
So Marvel.
And now they have.
Needed
the
Disney.
Avengers.
Right. So, like, there's a track record of Disney being like, look, this is not going to work. We've got to fix this.
They have the money not to make mistakes. And, I mean, they can pay the people that they need to make these movies fantastic. And then they're doing another trilogy, so it'll be another 3 movies that they're going to add. And they plan on continuing this on down the road.
But you think about it, 2015 is not that far. I mean, I don't know how I have no idea how long it takes to shoot a movie, but I imagine you have to have a script, you have to have actors.
Supposing we all don't die on December 21st.
Yeah.
Right. You know, but thinking about it, you have such a short time. I mean, like, 2013 is just a couple months away. I mean, you still have to hire actors. How far along is this script?
George Lucas was already in the makings. This is just rumors that I've read, but he was already in the makings of writing future movies.
Oh, okay.
It was just in...
Now I'm okay with it.
At the point that, whenever he decided that he was not going to do... He decided on his own, in an interview, he said, you know, I will never ever make another Star Wars movie. I can't make everybody happy, and I just don't want to do this. I'm not going to do this.
Now I'm pissed that they're making it again.
And so
it's over.
Now they've taken all of his work and everything else like that. So, I mean, you know, they can use what he used. And also they have hired in one of George Lucas's people in to help. I can't recall her name.
Yeah, it's some lady. He, you know, George Lucas in an interview, I mean, he said Star Wars would always live on after him, and he wanted to be sure it was in the best hands that it could be. And he's put it in the best hands. I mean, there's nobody else better than Disney to do this. The thing that concerns me, though, with Disney is not just Star Wars. Like, Star Wars is great. I love me some Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to revive Indiana Jones. That last Indiana Jones, to be honest...
That was a letdown.
I do not know what happened there.
The monkeys
the aliens,
around,
I just...
I can tell you exactly what happened with that movie. Steven Spielberg and Harrison Ford were, you know, we're going to make an Indiana Jones.
Time.
No. Steve, we're going to make this movie, and it's going to be great, right? You get about to the end of the movie. They're like, okay, the swinging monkeys, right? I can see the swinging monkeys because there was people ripping each other's hearts out in Temple of Doom, right? Okay,
yeah. That was better than
there's
the
a little,
swinging
there's
monkeys.
A, yeah, right. But then at the end of the movie, like, instead of having this cool alien civilization that they figure shit out, like, I just picture George Lucas walking into a room and they'd be like, hey, man, look, we got this script. Like, this is what's going to happen with this crystal skull. We're going to figure out it's going to be some kind of supernatural thing. And he's like, no, I want aliens. It has to be space. And they're like, that doesn't make any sense, George. And he's like, I don't care. I want space. And, like, I just picture him being this five-year-old kid. Like, they're like, we've already done the movie. We're done. Like, there's no point. Why would you do this? And he's like, well, what's the treasure? He's like, knowledge was their treasure. I wanted to jump out of my seat in that theater and just go punch somebody. Like, he ruined that movie. Like, up until the end, like I say, at three-fourths into that movie, like, the monkeys, the knowledge was their treasure.
It just went downhill. Like, I was like, this is a great movie. I remember thinking that halfway through. And then it just took a turn.
Like,
it
I just picture, like, Spielberg. Spielberg's like, all right, George, I'm gonna go on vacation. I've got half the movie done. You just wrap it up for me real quick. I got to go film some art movie or something. I'll be back.
Here's some swinging monkeys and here's some aliens.
Yeah, and then, you know, like, God.
Do you actually think that they will release another one and revive
Harrison
the series?
Harrison Ford, I think, would want to do another one just to...
Now, do you believe it'll be Harrison
it.
Ford, or yeah. will he be
there's,
replaced? Will his son step up?
Shia LaBeouf isn't... I don't think Shia LaBeouf is good. But I think he
no,
could do it.
No, I'm a believer now.
In Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah. I thought he couldn't do anything, but I'm starting to be a believer.
No, Shia LaBeouf has...
He needs to be a little older.
...sworn off all big production movies. He said that he's only going to do independent films.
I've lost
so
faith in
Shia
LaBeouf.
So do you think that they will be able to convince him to come back and do this?
If Disney walked up with a check and was like, now what?
Now,
like,
you have to admit, this kid has got money.
Right.
I mean, after
a few art movies,
you're
going to
need
some money. You know, like...
After those independent films.
After they tank, you're going to need some money. Something else. Going to something else that we all love. Skyfall Friday.
Amazing. Like, the previews on it looked phenomenal.
Daniel Craig.
You know, and
he's good.
I Casino Royale was probably one of my favorite movies. It's right up there with Ghostbusters for me. Like, as far as favorite movie of all time, I mean,
would you punch Daniel Craig in the face?
No. My wife. You know, she's not a big James Bond person, but you know, she loves Daniel Craig. So
I think many women love.
Yeah, I think so.
Craig.
Is that why?
I believe
the girlfriend's letting you go see James Bond. Yeah, sure, we can go see.
Yeah,
that.
We can go see him. There'll be a scene with his shirt on. That's what it is. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you know. So I mean, that's going to come out Friday. Lincoln's Friday. Lincoln looks good.
Lincoln
man.
Looks really amazing.
I just hope they don't do it as a some kind of you know some kind of.
He suddenly pulls out an axe.
Not that. Not Vampire Hunter bad. But, like, I don't want it to be too political. Like, I don't want it to be, like,
I don't want it to be a political message. Abraham Lincoln is one of my heroes. Like, he is one of the greatest men that have ever lived.
When I look at you, I think of Abraham Lincoln.
I mean, you know, Abraham Lincoln, you know, I'm 15 years old. I want to grow my beard, and I want to be Abraham Lincoln for Halloween.
Remember that time you ran a marathon just to bring me a penny?
I can't recall that, but I would do that. I would bring you a penny with Abraham Lincoln's face on it. Pristine I really want the film to be more about his life, his career, what he did that was so great for America.
Did you read Killing Lincoln, Bill O'Reilly's book?
I have it.
I'll let you borrow it. I have it. Don't let me forget to let you borrow it. It's very, very good.
I hate Bill O'Reilly.
I know you
hate
Bill
O'Reilly.
I'm not the biggest Bill O'Reilly fan either, but the man can write a good book. It's not political at all. Like, it's actually like a...
I don't think Josh is going to read the book.
I'll take a crack at it, but
I'll give it to you. I'll let you try. If you
will
read the first, I said if you read the first two chapters, I will read the first two chapters.
Okay.
Give it two chapters. If you,
all right, I'll give it a try.
After two chapters, you can come back next week and tell me I'm a right wing idiot and that I shouldn't have bought this book. You also got Amazing Spider-Man released on DVD and Blu-ray Friday.
How many Spider-Mans have there been?
This is the fourth one.
This is the fourth
they
one. Okay.
But this is a reboot,
They had
though.
The original three,
yeah, they
which
keep having
were
reboot,
pretty good. You know, I'm not going to say that they were awful. You know, they were okay.
I'm going to say the third one was awful.
Yeah, the third one was, you know. Spider-Man 2 was
really good.
Yeah, but, I mean, as a whole, you know, they were decent movies. This one is a prequel, and it's a reboot for, you know, at the beginning when he very first starts, when he changes, and what has happened. I believe
didn't they show that occur in the Spider-Man 1?
Yeah, they did. But,
I mean, it's like Batman Begins. I mean, they just started over. Like, they, you know, after Sam Raimi ran Spider-Man to the ground with Spider-Man 3, they decided, you know what, let's just...
Now, see, Hulk went through that, too.
Yes,
who did the final Hulk before Avengers? You know,
there was the original Hulk that Ang Lee did,
and
it was atrocious.
Yeah, it was
okay,
horrible.
And then they had Edward Norton, right?
They had Edward Norton, who starred...
Which was the best one.
Yes, Edward Norton's that Hulk, I can't think of who directed it, but Edward Norton's Hulk, that one was really good.
That was the one that they featured for the Avengers movie.
But I don't understand why
we needed him.
I don't understand why you would switch from Edward Norton. Edward Norton didn't do a bad job. It had to have come down to money. That's the only thing I can
say.
I think that could be it.
I mean, you have a lot of big names in that movie. And, I mean, you can't say
but
that
Edward
they
Norton's got to be a bigger actor than the guy that played the Hulk.
Oh, yeah. Big time. They needed, like, Edward Norton there to balance it out because Iron Man, what's his name?
Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah. So there needed to be an actor that was of his level to kind of, like,
also,
keep him from taking over. Like,
yeah.
He was just
he
over-acting.
Stole that show. He stole that title.
Also,
yeah, stole
how long ago was the Hulk made? Like, when did it come
the
out?
Original Hulk?
Yeah,
or the Ang Lee Hulk? Or the
Incredible
Hulk?
Norton.
Incredible. 2008, 2009?
Okay, so in those 3-4 years, I mean, you have to think that, oh, well, we're not going to come out with anything. I'm going to go off and do my own thing.
Edward Norton. It was probably a contract
thing.
And, I mean,
you know, he could have been, you know, applied to something else, been doing something else, and been like, oh, okay, well, you know, I guess I'm just not going to do anything. That movie didn't do so great. It did good, but not great.
Yeah,
you know,
didn't do
so,
gangbusters,
you know,
for sure.
He's going to think, you know, okay, so it's not going to be anything that's going to be able to, you know, move me forward in my career. So, you know, he may just have been like, oh, that's off my checklist. I've been a superhero.
Well, that's what
I'm
they
done.
Did. That's what they did with Don Sheed and Iron Man. The, you know, the original guy. I can't think of Terrence Howard was the original the black guy in Iron Man, the first in the Iron Man 1. They changed
it. Yeah,
they changed
it
to Terrence Howard. I mean, it went from Terrence Howard to Don Sheed.
Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, they're definitely it's got to come, and I think that one came down to money because that's all that was money with him. But also coming out Friday, the Galaxy Note 2 on AT&T. I haven't told you about this, Brandon, because I know you're excited about it.
Oh my God!
AT&T Friday, November 9th, the Galaxy Note comes out. It'll also be out the 11th for Sprint. So there's going to be a bunch of different, you know.
When's
good
my
phones.
Upgrade?
You should be able to get it now, I think.
Holy
crap. I don't know how much it is. I have no idea how much it is.
Is it as large?
It's 5.5. It's 0.2 inches bigger.
Yes.
So you're jumping from a 5.3 to a 5.5. So
phone.
So it's essentially the whole side of your face.
Close. Yeah, okay. Close. But
does it block bullets?
It probably could if you put an OtterBox on it.
He's right. I mean, need an OtterBox, and then I can talk on the phone and be safe from bullets, random drive-by bullets.
Because, you know, people shoot
all
the time.
We are in the middle of Redneckville, Tennessee.
We're over in the Middle East.
I don't know if
I can go
like
walking in the woods, talking on the phone, and I'll be safe.
So that comes out Friday. The Windows 8 phones are starting to roll out. I know we're getting a display for them. We got a display for them in the stores and Best Buys this week. So they're going to start rolling out. I'll have a full report as soon as I get one.
Have you heard any news about them maybe moving the Microsoft tablet to any other company besides being able to order it online?
Well, the thing is we got this. Best Buy's got the we got an Asus Windows tablet, which is a good sign. The first one I took out of the box, we had to deval because I couldn't get it to turn on. But the second one that I got out of the box seems to be working pretty good.
It's Asus. They normally work, or
fantastic.
They normally work fantastic, or they don't work at all.
So I mean, I think we won't see the Surface in stores, but I think we'll see Samsung's version of a Windows tab. Asus has done it. Acer's done it. There's a couple of different ones coming out that are going to have the different features.
But you have to know that the
which
original
one
is going to be the best.
I'm sure.
What's Ultrabook made by?
Ultrabook is just a general
laptop,
category.
Like a laptop.
It's,
I mean,
it's a laptop. That's
netbooks,
a category,
laptops,
you know,
Ultrabooks.
Okay.
Ultrabooks are super thin. They last for a really long time. They're phenomenal device.
So, like the one that you see the Best Buy commercial for, where the dude like has it.
Yeah, there
and
is, there
lifts
is
it around,
multiple
like, bang,
different ones.
Pow!
HP
bang,
has
pow.
An Ultrabook.
Best Buy
Asus
approved.
Has a Ultrabook tablet. The Asus one is phenomenal. It has the screens on the front and the back.
Okay,
so
that's the one
it,
I'm interested in.
It turns into a tablet, a touchscreen tablet on the front and the back. I mean, it's
you
just got to
hope those hinges
there's a,
hold up.
I think HP has one that the screen flips around and you close it, and you it becomes a tablet as well.
Yeah, there should have been the one I saw. The Lenovo Yoga is the one that I've actually seen. My boss bought it the other day.
How much?
$1,000.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's neat. I personally don't know if it's worth $1,000, but...
Just wait a year.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
I'm now...
It'll go down to 800.
Also, in the development of our Windows 8 talks, I'm now running Windows 8 on this computer. And I will say that it's really annoying to have to hover your cursor in the corner for that stupid charm to come up.
I got mine such where I can hit the Windows key just to swap over.
You'll have to show me how to do that here in a minute. Yeah, but I mean, kind of going from that, I mean, we'll go back to our TV section because I put a pin in that earlier about Top Gear.
Good point.
There are new episodes of Top Gear, but coming on BBC America. But the thing is they're all at the beginning of this year. Normally, Top Gear films winter, or they'll film spring, take a break for the summer, film in the fall. So you have they call them seasons over there. So you have two seasons in 1 year. They did the first season. And then they just said, hey, you know, we've got too much going on. We're going to do it. We're going to start back up again in December. So to kind of pacify people like me that are like, the hell am I going to watch on Monday nights now?
Yeah, really.
There was the first two episodes were like Top Gear fails, so they were like clip shows. The next three, though, are what's interesting. They're showing on TV the DVD versions of what we've never got over here. So, like, this one's Top Gear at the Movies, this week's was Top Gear at the Movies. It's an hour and a half long. They talk about all the new cars, the best movie cars of all time.
Wow.
Next week is the James Bond special. So they're putting out stuff that we've not seen over here, which I think is kind of neat.
That is awesome.
That is
nice. Did you catch up on Walking Dead last week?
Yes.
Yes. I watched part of the episode, so I haven't gotten to the part where the best character may or may not die.
The best character can't die.
Who would you consider the best character?
Dude, T-Dog, man.
T-Dog. T-Dog.
Spoiler alert.
Presented
to you by JCB Radio. If you don't want to hear what's about to happen, give us about 10 seconds.
T-Dog dies.
Shit.
He gets eaten, gets his rip thrown out, you see blood sprayed everywhere.
And now we're back.
Well, it's a good thing that everything turns out, you know, like that.
I'm glad that it was all a dream.
Yeah.
And
fortunately.
Yeah, fortunately. Well, we've been going for about 57 minutes. You guys want to wrap it up? Anything else you guys got?
I got nothing.
You got nothing.
If you guys have any questions, comments, anything that you guys might want us to talk about, send it to our email. Make sure you let us know.
And that email is jcbradio@gmail.com. Go to the website, comment. Like us on iTunes. The website's jcbradio.podbean.com. Hopefully, we will have a new URL soon. Brandon's crafting that as we speak.
I'll be building the website.
So we're going to try to we'll have the reviews posted there next week on the website, hopefully. But if it's up in that short period of time, if we can get him to quit playing Halo and do the website. but
difficult.
we will be going.
It's
going
to be tough.
The next podcast should be in the next couple of days, probably Sunday or Tuesday. I've been gone, so it kind of was a little bit delayed, so about a 10-day thing. Thank you guys for listening. Like Josh said, if you guys have any questions, anything you guys want to talk about, jcbradio@gmail.com is our email address. You can find me on Xbox Live at HealthSpacePack, DonutDNT, and JudicialJosh. All with spaces, because we got in there early, so we didn't have to put any craziness in our names. We'll be building a couple of other things. We got a couple other things in the works for you guys in the next couple of weeks.
So get excited.
Get excited. Get pumped. We may have a couple of different things to give away depending on what publishers send us. But if you guys have any questions, concerns, let us know. I'm Cody Powers signing out. JCB Radio. Thank you very much for listening.